Hello, everyone. Good evening. Nice to see your smiling faces on your pictures. Love to see everyone else's pictures too, if you can put them up. One of these days, we'll do more video interaction. Okay. So let's settle in to our sacred space. Within, and take some good, nice breaths, connecting gently with yourself. Lovingly, kindly. Sweeping love through your body. See how loving you can be with yourself. How's that feel?
Refreshing.
Wonderful. And see if you can take it a little deeper. A little softer. Little more embracing. For those of you that just joined, we're spending a few minutes gently reconnecting with ourselves in a very loving way, kind of shimmering and showering within a loving appreciation of yourself, of your body, your being. And allowing your being, the love in your being, to come forward and permeate your interior space. That's bringing beautiful energy into the circle. And let's take it another step deeper, spend a little more time. You don't have to press, you just need the spaciousness and the time to let this permeate your being. And we're going to completely give over to this frequency within your being. Just being in the pure sense of love, in the purest sense that you can be at this moment. And by each of you being in that loving space within you, it's clearing the heavy energy of the circle, and the axis is forming already. And allow that loving energy to extend into the earth and around you, filling up your energy field and above you. And it's like with just a little suggestion, it starts to shift in the direction that you intended when you allow it without attachment and agenda. And the frequency of the circle just got more refined and brighter. And the non-physical light beings are joining with us. And we'll greet Mother Earth, and just with the slightest intention, very a whisper of a greeting, a nod, so that the more subtle relationship can come to the foreground. And any kind of response that you feel in your body, around you, in your consciousness, a little activation, a little color, a little fragrance, however it appears, it's a response on the subtle level. We'll spend a little time with this connecting with Mother Earth, because she's really happy to connect with us and wants to develop the relationship into a very full space. And the more we fill up with this chi, love, kundalini, vital living energies, the heaviness just starts to shed. So we're dropping chunks of heaviness and feeding our beloved mother. Allow the energy to flow through your palms, as much as of your body as possible. Bringing the subtle awareness forward. And we're becoming a steady, solid force. So as you feel the steadying frequency, I want you to take note that this is one of the greatest blessings you can provide for yourself and for other people right now. So when you find yourself getting involved with other people's dramas and their stories, and you feel like you want to empathize and or feel sorry or get overexcited in some way, that's not helpful. It enlarges whatever the feelings were that the other person was having. And it throws everything out of balance. But if you can provide a steady, safe space, then other people will start resonating to that instead of their drama and start to feel safer, calmer, more creative. And that's quite a practice to learn how to provide this steady state for yourself. There we go. So it's not rigid. It's not based on principles or beliefs. It's the frequency you're vibrating at. So you become the steady force, like Mother Earth is for us. Beautiful. The circle just got much brighter. And in the same way, let's greet the spirit of the water, just with the slightest whisper, open to a new experience of that relationship without projection, without association, without history. And be open to an entirely new experience that you may not be able to explain. But that's part of the mystery behind our relationships with the elements, with this consciousness that is, when we see it in physical form, is contracted. And if we allow ourselves to come into that subtle space, the spirit of the water can be an entirely different consciousness than you projected before. And so just a tiny freshness, a tiny opening beyond association and expectation. And so within the structure of the steadiness, we have a flow. So the earth is holding a structure and a steadiness that gives direction to flow. And boundaries. And they're in harmony together. They know they can count on each other. There we go. Just feel whatever experience you're having. You probably can't explain it. It does not follow along with your associations, probably, but allow it to be. New, fresh, different. And we allow ourselves to subtly whisper hello to the fire. Element, the spirit of the fire. And out of the balance between the water and the earth arises a beautiful flame. Now, you wouldn't associate a flame arising out of water. But that's what happens. Because they each support each other. And our circle is coming more deeply into ceremonial space. And allow the harmony of the elements to permeate your being. And then we subtly greet the spirit of the air. which is like the fragrance or the radiance emanated by the earth, water, fire. And the air element is infinite and unbounded, able to reach into the subtle realms. So as you open up into this great spaciousness and the breath, the breath of the breath, you're very stabilized. And it allows you to expand in a bigger way. Your being knows in some way that it can trust this progression, this relationship of the elements that we are each made up of, that everything is created, manifested through the elements in the material plane. They're the elements of creation. And we subtly, in a whisper, greet the spirit of the ether. Stage just before pure consciousness, where the living, dancing spirit of life emerges into the material plane, and the sparks of life dance around like fireflies. And take a few deeper breaths now. And try this little practice. See what it feels like to bless the group from this space. See what your experience is. Would a few people share their experience? Just unmute yourself.
This is Penny. Total relaxation, blessing the group.
So is that different than if you tried to bless someone?
Yes,
How so?
it is. It's like trying is forcing, and this just happened very naturally.
Did you have an image or a color or anything that went along with that?
I had the image of the group. It was just sweet.
Thank you.
This
Another
is
person?
Cindy.
Oh, good. Hi, Cindy.
I saw us all circling the top of a mountain, and we were above the tree line. And we were in the sky.
And what did it feel like in you?
It was very joyful. It reminded me of the feeling that we had when we stopped on the mountain in New Mexico.
With the
That's what it
clouds and
felt
the
like to
mist and
me.
everything.
Yeah, so it was very much like that. Only it was different. It was our sacred circle in this spot. But yeah.
Thank you. Okay, one more.
This is Lori. As you suggested that we bless the group, a smile just came across my face, and it was just this sweetest, gentlest joy. It was just such a such a beautiful feeling. And in terms of what I saw, it was just sort of some of what I've been seeing through this whole process. A lot of beauty and colors and nature.
Someone else want to speak? So, do we have a new reference point for blessing?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, it feels a lot more fluid.
A very soft, flowing sweetness, just gentle sweetness.
Sarah, are you able to hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
So we'll make note of how we are deepening into the allowing of the emergence of our being, and how our natural resources, our natural light, our natural flow, our natural stability can come to the foreground when we enter into a deeper allowing state. And we've definitely raised the frequency of how we're relating to the elements from even several weeks ago. So feel in your body areas that are loosening, softening, releasing, because the mind's not pushing and projecting. So we're practicing this, and you'll get better at it. You've all gotten better at it over time here. Any questions right now? So we have a beautiful community of light beings helping clear the heavy energy here, along with Mother Earth. And when we can get into this subtle awareness, we are able to discover the many dimensions of our being and the consciousness that exists with us in many forms. In fact, the light beings have just placed the earth in the center of our circle. And we don't have to do anything. We're already in the consciousness that we need to be in. And they're adding illumination to our consciousness. Allow yourself to go through the portal, releasing your everyday mind into a more expanded, non-verbal state. Into pure vibration. So in ceremony, we engage with multidimensional beings. With these non-physical light beings. And they can be very, very powerful. They have less limitation on them. But they're always willing to partner with us as long as we come into pure resonance and allow our light to attract their light. I find that the mind is very willing to step aside and allow this to happen. That there's the mind can enjoy this experience. So we're experiencing a clearing on a deeper level now, deeper into the recesses of our consciousness. This allows your true being to come to the foreground. Your essence. And every time that can come to the foreground, a type of healing and clearing occurs, and a strengthening of your core power. Remember, we're no longer afraid of the word power. We're talking about pure power. Sacred power. And we're experiencing kind of an outgassing of toxins on every level. So you're each having your own unique experience within the ceremonial circle. And you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to enjoy it. You're allowed to embrace it. And at the same time, you're participating in creating this beautiful space and relationship to the greater light beings that have joined us. It's all multidimensional. Okay, so now we're going to take this into a deeper healing. So I'd like you to be as passive as possible. And allow me to give directions and see how you note how you respond, okay? Without thinking about it. So the fascia in our body, the great interior leotard that connects and holds and flexibly with elasticity and intelligence, knows how to maintain coherence in all the different parts and pieces of the body. It's that matrix of tissue that permeates the whole interior of the body just below the skin. And it's a very intelligent matrix. And it's a interface between the emotional experiences, the physical experiences, and the spiritual experiences and the mental experiences. It's extremely responsive to all aspects of life. So when we feel tight in an area or pain in an area, it actually starts with the fascia and the tearing, contracting, pinging of the fascia that then sends a message to the muscles and organs to contract. So the fascia, and I did put up recently a video about fascia. It's very important to learn about that. The medical profession is just really starting to recognize fascia, and the physical therapists are on the forefront of that. Okay, so let's have you resting in your rest position. And this is going to be a little tricky. So, for instance, I'm going to ask you to sense the last time you felt wounded or hurt and feel the ping in the fascia anywhere in your body that the fascia responded to that wounding. So I don't want you thinking about the situation, just the energy of the wounding and its effect on your fascia. And note it. And then let it release. It knows to release in this space. So we're working with the pure energy of the wound or the pain. So let's just check in right now so that we can adjust this and see how we're doing with it. And then we'll take it into a more pure form. How about a few people check in with it? What happened for you? Did you get caught in the memory, or were you able to feel the release or note a certain area of your body that contracted? What did you experience?
So sorry. I felt the tightness in my upper abdomen, and I didn't get caught because you said not to. And then I was able to embrace the release.
Allow the release or embrace it?
Yeah, maybe allow would be a better word.
Okay. Kind of observed it.
Yeah. I think maybe in the past, I might have held it somehow. I don't know why I'm saying that, but just
Yeah,
like,
that would be it.
and so I think maybe I said embrace because when I allowed it, there was a sense of like embracing. This doesn't, I can release this. I can let it go.
You were actually embraced by the greater consciousness.
Oh, nice. I like that.
So see how subtle it is? When you use the word hold, that meant a lot. Okay, how about someone else?
Oh, this is Penny. And I got caught in it. I just couldn't let it go. It's gone now. I had to hang on to it for a while. It was not pleasant. It was in my thigh, and it finally did go away. But I know I got caught in it.
Okay, and that's okay to so that you can know the difference. And
Yeah.
you were able to stay with it.
Without panicking,
Yes. Yes.
yeah.
That's really
Really?
important, really important.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Did it have content, Penny? Or just the sensation?
It was a pain in my side, yeah.
Ah.
It was the sensation of pain, yeah.
Okay. Okay, one more person.
Hi,
This is
this is
Mark.
Kim.
Oh, good. We have
Yeah.
two people. Okay.
Okay.
Mark, you
Kim.
go ahead.
Okay, I could. At first, I felt something kind of in my heart area, but it didn't feel like it was like more an emotional state. But then the release actually came in the lower back. So at first, it was like I could feel this. We have a disappointment or the, but I also felt like an emotional component, but then the physical component was in the lower back.
Ah, good. Okay, Kim.
So, I was kind of in a more of a sleepy state, relaxing, and I noticed this piercing sensation at the top of my left side of my head. And it was like an ouch. It wasn't very comfortable. I don't know what it was related to, but immediately that was followed with this brightness in my pelvic bowl and flushing out several rounds of flushing energy and expansion in that whole area. Strongly.
Beautiful. Okay, let's come into that relaxed state, and even being in that sleepy state is fine. And now we're going to invite any of the wounds that are available for release to begin their release. And when I do this practice, it's like, oh my God, is my whole being made up of wounds? Could it be millions upon millions of pings to my fascia over time that have gathered and collected to freeze into patterns that are more rigid? limited. And in the emotional realm, mental realm, it's like a ping. I don't know how else to describe it, but each wound leaves a imprint. There we go. There's like a mass exodus of pain and suffering on all levels being drawn into the light. So, how was the experience of this second round? Some people who haven't spoken yet, or if you've already spoken and you have the next version, you can bring that forward too.
Hi, it's Russell. It was really interesting because I was definitely in a liminal state, so I kind of missed the first question a bit. And then when you were about to ask or invite anything else to any other wounds to release, like I felt before you said that, my legs tightened up really tightly, and I was like, oh, I got to relax my tailbone. And I was trying to do that, and that wasn't working. And then you asked for the invitation. I started to cough uncontrollably. I was like, oh, I hope I'm on mute right now. And then my heart just had this huge release. Like, I didn't even know that there was anything there, but as soon as I coughed, it's just everything just released out of it, and it's just my whole body sort of became sort of tingly, and just so much warmth throughout my whole body was radiating.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Ooh,
yeah, it was pretty powerful.
This is Cindy. The initial exercise, I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
I could sense the discomfort in, as you know, my left shoulder. And what was interesting was the right shoulder released. That was kind of an interesting thing. But this time, as I went a little deeper, I could sense my throat and the entire scapular shoulder area with movement and releasing. It's still doing it a little bit. But that was interesting to see the throat connection with the shoulder.
Ah, doesn't that make sense now?
There is an opening in there. I'm sorry.
Doesn't that make sense that, you know, we tend to segment things, but they're actually much more connected to a lot more in our body and being.
I know. I mean, it was, as it was happening, I was thinking, oh, look at this. This is really interesting. That whole connection in that whole area from neck, throat, scapula down to the elbow. It was front and back. I could feel it. I don't know if I'm like stuck in the story, but I felt the initial sort of tightening of the stomach, and I could feel generalized tightening all over my body. And the release was kind of it was like my mind that this is where I think I've got caught in the story, but I just my mind comes in and goes, "You've done this thousands of times and it's never worked." So it was kind of this, I could feel like I did a bit of a release, but it also feels, I don't know, I sort of feel stuck in sadness.
Ah, that makes sense. So you could consider that the first layer of the release. And that's what's safe to your being at this point. Remember, I gave the cue that whatever is ready or available to release, that would happen now. So it's what's available and what will integrate with us at any given time. And then can you also notice how there's a that there's a consciousness in the body that's holding that in a certain pattern. And it's only because it's not quite safe enough to release it. There's nothing that you did wrong. But having a different perspective on it can help you feel safer and gently move towards your body feeling safer to release. And lovingly allow for what was available. And that you could explore this further. There you go. What's happening now, Ananda?
Well, it's kind of images of almost like upending wheelbarrows of stuff, just.
Ah, great image.
Good garden compost.
Yep. Because as you were having that image, a lot of light was pouring into you. So it's a reliable image of what was actually happening. Yeah, there's a
My
lot of.
mind is not helping out here because I just keep circling around. Yeah,
Okay.
you've done this before so many times. You've let it go so many times.
So let that be the identified wound. That's a wound too. And so it's I say yes, this is something that we need to attend to, that it's we're constantly our fascia is constantly responding to the non-harmonic energies that we are living in. And so we are constantly feeling an offensiveness if we're attuned to a greater harmony. And so we need to learn how to release that while we're living in the world that we're living in. So this is not a like a one-time fix all. It's learning a practice and a new relationship to self. Who raised their hand? I don't see your name. I only see your phone number.
Oh, this is Penny. Blessings on you, Ananda.
What'd you say,
And
Penny?
blessings on you, Ananda. And I am limp with relief and I know I need to do this again and again and again. I understand this is practice.
Who's is that you, Cindy? The 666-2726? Who's that? You have your hand raised.
Yes, that's me.
Ah, okay.
I didn't have a hand up, but I
It's
have a
up
hand
on my
up.
s yep, you have a hand up on my screen. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Do you know how to take your hand down?
No, I don't.
It's
don't even know what that is.
like you're raising your hand so that it would I would know that you had something to say. Maybe you have something more to say.
Well, I thought of that when you said that, and I don't have anything right now that that's coming up. So
Okay.
that was interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
If I figure it out, I'll text you with my idea.
You can put it on the chat on the
I'll
comments.
put it on the page. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'll put it on the
right.
page.
Okay. Anyone else?
Okay.
So I'm
Hi,
hoping.
Sarah. This is Carla.
Oh, go ahead,
Oh,
Carla.
sorry. It took a while for me to process what was happening to me. But when I felt the wound, it was very distinctly right between my eyes and across my nose. And it was like my face was just throbbing. And when it released, it was so it was very distinct that it actually released. I thought, oh my goodness, it's, and I agree with Penny, it's something I've got to do again and again and again. But this particular one was a tough one, and it finally released, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
So the practice is in allowing yourself to come into this very allowing space. And it's a very pure space. Oh, who else is on here? So, did you notice how in the space that you were in, you weren't trying to do anything? And remember, we started out with the love, shining love throughout our body and our being. We spend a lot of time on that. And then we resonated more deeply with the elements to come into a cosmic harmony with creative forces. And in doing so, we opened up to the helping spirits of the light beings. Until we felt our consciousness rise to a more refined state. And then once we were in that refined state where we weren't trying to make anything happen, that is when we could go into this deeper release of what's been held in our fascia, in our body, unconsciously, for however long. And, our world creates a lot of opportunity for wounding. Like I said, when I do this, I just think, oh my God, I'm just one big pile of wounds. And it just feels like so much heavy energy. But that's all the hidden background heavy energy that is having an impact on our pain and suffering. So this is something to explore, something to assume that you might not know too much about. And to watch within yourself as you take yourself through, a series of shifting into a deeper, allowable state. It's a beautiful exploration. And the payoff is great. So you've got a lot of helping spirits that are there waiting to collaborate. So notice the difference between you feeling like you have to do this practice versus what it would feel like to release into the practice, to come into the practice through a deeper relaxation or even being in that liminal or sleepy state. And gently, remember I said whisper to the elements. allow the consciousness to show you a different aspect, a different frequency. And we gently shifted into a pure consciousness state, which could allow this, the issues in the tissues to have some release. I've sat in this state, and it's like tons of releases occur in tiny little areas throughout my whole body. And they're always a surprise, let's put it that way. Any comments or summations you'd like to make right now? Okay. So, do you feel comfortable letting this open up as an exploration over the next week? And don't try to be perfect at it. Just, listen to the recording and remember, don't get ahead of yourself and give yourself enough time to go into this more pure consciousness state and then reap the benefits of that in your body. Okay? Love you all. Many blessings.